following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays, and I am here in our Camp 56 room where we have our fifth and sixth graders meet together, and it's an incredible room. I wish you could see it now. But it is such a great ministry that we have here at Refuge for fifth and sixth graders, and they get personal attention. It's almost like its own little youth ministry. And we have fifth and sixth grade together, then we have seventh and eighth grade together, and then we have our freshmen through our seniors together in high school. But they have such a great ministry team here on Wednesdays who just invest in the kids, love the kids, and on Sunday mornings as well at both the 9 and 11 o'clock service. So if you have a fifth and sixth grade grandson or son or daughter or granddaughter, then this is a great place to be. And then they really do a phenomenal job in here. This morning, we went to a pastor's breakfast. And I don't know if you've ever had this before, where someone shares just a timely word from the Lord, something that you needed to hear because of something that was going on in your life, and the Lord totally uses it just to speak directly into your life. Well, that happened to me this morning. I take it probably happened to several other people as well. But the encouraging word was this, and it was kind of one of the first pastors' meetings that we've had since coming out of COVID, or coming back, kind of meeting together from COVID, not to say that we're out of COVID yet. But it was just an encouraging word from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I thought, just very briefly with you, kind of what the Lord spoke to my heart with all the things that we've walked through in these last several years, and kind of looking forward and maybe seeing some changes and some things coming out of it. But quite frankly, not knowing exactly where all this is heading. And almost thinking, you know what, when you know the Lord, when he's walking with you, then these things that we've walked through are not lost. When you know the Lord and all the stuff that we've walked through, all the garbage and the difficulties and some personal pains and hurts, and some questions that lie ahead, and the challenges, they're not lost when you know the Lord. When you trust that the Lord is walking with you through it, and in fact, to look back and think that painful moment, that conflict, that difficulty that we had to navigate through and walk through, it wasn't lost. It wasn't for nothing. In fact, God probably used it somewhere in your life and in my life to strengthen us in some way. So what Paul has said here in Corinthians is you came to know Jesus at some point. Like, there was a moment where the veil was lifted and you got to see Christ, which is the best thing of all. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, here's what it says: "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord." In other words, you've come to know the Lord, the veil is lifted, you've seen him, and now you're being transformed. And one of the ways that you and I get transformed, in fact, oftentimes the primary way, is through difficulties and through hurt and some pain, some conflict, and we get transformed. We get renewed. And that's not the only way, but one of the primary ways, at least in my own life, has been you walk through those difficult seasons. And then he says in verse 4, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart." And I think that was the message this morning, is guys, fellows, maybe here, ladies, do not lose heart in this season. Don't look back over the conflict and say, "What is it all for? It was all a waste. Nothing, God isn't working. Where's God?" And not see any of that. Instead, look back over those trials and difficulties that have transformed you and I, and look at those moments as strengthening, and actually looking forward and saying, "God, you're using this season for a reason, that I'm growing in you. I'm being strengthened in you." In fact, he says in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, "But we have these treasures in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. In fact, recognize those weaknesses and those struggles and those difficulties and say, I'm an earthen vessel. I'm a clay pot. And I can't do any of this on my own. In fact, I need to look to the Lord on a continual basis, and I need to give him the glory. And I need to say, Lord, I don't understand this season. I don't understand the pain. I don't understand the conflict. But when I look to you for strength, Lord, I know that you will carry me through. And I know there is a reason, again, for the season. And then he jumped just down to 16, and he did such a more fulfilled the teaching of this text, but I want to try to do this in a timely manner. He drops, just dropped down to 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, and here's what it says. Therefore, we do not lose heart. There's that reminder again. Keep walking, keep going. We do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Even amidst the chaos and the craziness of our culture, of the sometimes the church, it feels like, Paul is speaking of a time where difficulties were there, transformation is taking place, and actually my inner person is being renewed day by day in the name of Jesus, which is just an incredible thought. He goes on, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, the things that are so pressing on us, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And my hope for you as we close in this moment is that in this season, as you walk through it, and actually for me, as I was sitting there this morning thinking, these things that I'm walking through right now are temporary. And some of them have big consequences, and some of them are harder than other things to walk through, as I know it is for you as well. But if we look at it with a bigger perspective and say, God, I know in these difficult seasons, you're transforming my heart and mind. I need that day-to-day renewal that I can only find in you. You need to refresh my soul. And ultimately, at the end of the day, my big picture is that this is all for eternity. Lord, you are working out eternal value inside of me. And so my prayer for you today is that you would be refreshed and renewed as you look back over the season of difficulty. And again, I'm not belittling those difficulties at all. I know we've had big losses in the church. And I know maybe in your own life, you've experienced some big losses. But Lord, would you use those things to transform, to strengthen my faith even more, maybe even more solid in you. And Lord, I need that daily renewal. All right, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you sometime this week. Have a great day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.